It is 12:32. My name is Mike Stubbs, and for the next half hour, we are able to talk real estate. This is Ask the Experts. Joan Ball is with us from Royal LePage Triland Realty. In fact, Joan has just come in here. We'll get a behind-the-scenes glimpse of Joan's day. Joan has come in here and is all set to talk real estate, but you've just finished closing a big deal.
Well, not closing. Closing means okay. They get the key. Firming up, so firming all conditions up. Have been waived
a
on
sale.
A fabulous property, the property at 604 Windermere Road.
We've talked about that one on the show before.
It is such a great property, and what a great opportunity for this buyer. They really got a great house.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Well, it was an amazing home.
Yes.
Didn't that have a hot tub?
Yes, it did.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it does, I should say.
Still
it's not
does.
In the past tense. Yeah.
Well,
it still does, yes.
That is outstanding. And you know what? Does that kind of hint at how the real estate market is in London?
I am starting to see some higher end properties really moving, you know. So it'll be interesting to see what the average sale price, what the average price for a property will end up being when the year-end stats come in, because there are some that are well over 450 that are starting to move, yeah.
Wow. Well, let's take a look at a few things on the show. And if you happen to have a question for Joan about buying or selling, maybe you're thinking about moving, maybe you're wondering, is it time? Is now a good time to sell? Please give us a call, 519-643-1290, or you can email mike@cjbk.com. We have our mailbag to get to as well. But Joan, when we look at kind of ebbs and flows in the market, is there a critical point at which you have to say, well, I better not sell right now. I better not put it on the market right now. Maybe I should wait a month. Or is this something that we kind of maybe pay too much attention to?
Well, there certainly are trends within the year. And the glut of the business seems to occur between February and July. That's where the glut of the activity seems to occur. I very rarely get a day off, perhaps April, you know, May. In there. So that's really when you're keen and focused, and it's like a marathon. It tends to be, this year certainly had a really slow start to the year because of the weather. You know, it had such an impact on individuals wanting to, you know, get their property on the market and buyers wanting to get out and look at houses. I mean, who wanted to when it was so cold and it was so much snow and that kind of thing? So we really saw a slow start to the year. And yet, I have had years where it's been very mild, where the first business day after the new year, we're off and running, you know, so that's kind of funny. Whether it pushes into the summer months is somewhat of a mystery in some cases. And we always have a little bit of a slowdown around election times because of the sign sort of competition and all of that stuff too. And yet this year I had probably one of my best Octobers ever.
Wow.
You know, it was really, really busy. And yet it was some very neat negotiations, kind of creative thinking outside the box in a few scenarios, and but some really good activity out there. So when people say to me, well, maybe I should wait, there's no doubt that statistically it does say that you might be able to get a little bit more if you're in that, you know, sort of February to May period. Probably March to May is really the sweet spot. Right now, you know, I have two clients who said, well, I don't know. Should I? I don't know. And it sold so quickly.
Wow.
So, and they got exactly what they wanted. So why wait? Because the property they wanted might be more expensive if they wait till that kind of time frame.
Or worse, might be owned by somebody else.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You can visit joanball.com or you can reach Joan at 519-672-9880 or email Joan, joanball@royallepage.ca. That's joanball@royallepage.ca. If you happen to have a question for Joan right now, you can email mike@cjbk.com. I'll read your question. Joan can help you out with an answer. Or you can give us a call at 519-643-1290. That's 519-643-1290. We have a question that has come in from Brent. We'll get to that in just a moment. Joan Ball with us from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. And this is Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK. It is 12:40 on a Friday. We are very lucky to have with us Joan Ball from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. You can visit Joan's website at joanball.com. And while that beautiful property that Joan has told us about a couple of times on Windermere has just found a very happy new owner, things have been firmed up. There are all kinds of properties out there in London, Joan.
Oh, there sure are. And there's some great opportunities right now. I find from a buyer's perspective right now, there's not as much competition from the buying side. So they really will have a little bit more latitude to really review some properties and make sure, do all their due diligence and make sure that they've got all the details. And, you know, it gets a little hairy in the spring market when you have to make a decision, you know, within 15 minutes after you walk through and you might be competing with six other people or whatever. But right. Now it gives them a little bit more of a comfort to do that.
Great piece of advice. JoanBall.com or give Joan a call right now, 519-643-1290. You can email mike@cjbk.com. And we actually have a little something from Brent that has come in. Brent says, we have been considering downsizing at some point over the next year. What is the best way to approach this from Joan's point of view?
You know, there really is a process to this. And it's a great question because people who plan, you know, they really come about it from a totally different perspective rather than having to react to it. You know, you're in a big, huge two-story. It's a big family home. Something happens physically, job-related, family-related, or whatever. And you have to react really quickly. It's going to have a whole different approach to it. So I often, and I do have clients that I'll sit down with them sometimes 1 to 2 years before they downsize. And we'll look at really giving them a good education on what the options are. Are they looking at condo living? Are they looking at a high-rise apartment in the core? Do they want to be, are they West End people? Are they North? You know, where are those things that they want to have accessibility to? And also, you know, really understanding condominium ownership is a lifestyle, you know, and you need to be familiar with that and all the ins and outs. And do you go south for the winter? Is there certain safety and security aspects about your property? And, you know, getting them out and taking a look at different samplings of what they might be able to do. If they're in a big, huge two-story, maybe a one-floor ranch, you know, that's very convenient and we can get you someone to do the lawn and the snow removal, that might work because you're a gardener or whatever, you know. So really making sure that all those questions are answered. And there is a very, a process that I go through, making sure that the individual understands. Looking at whether you want to build, too. I have one couple right now. We're looking at building, and it's going to be a one-floor condo. Looking at orientation, that's really important to them. They want to know where the front door is, where the back door is. And so there's only certain complexes and certain lots in those complexes that'll work for them. What's your budget? What are the upgrades you expect based on what I've seen in your present home, that kind of thing. So really starting the process early and planning it through, that's my job.
And people wouldn't necessarily think that you would do that and take that much time, but what are the end results, do you find, if you are going to take that much time? What are people getting from this?
Well, number one, they're getting exactly what they want. They're getting it in their time frame. And, you know, it really, I find it reduces the stress. We've got lots of time to get their plot property organized. They know what the expectations are because they've been through enough properties to see what the buyers are going to be expecting, because they'll go in and they'll see something and go, oh, nobody's cleared the clutter here. Like, this is ridiculous. I can't even see the house. And so they get it from that aspect too. And so then they think, well, we don't need all this furniture. And they find out that maybe the kids want some, maybe they don't want any. You know, where is it going to go? How are they going to orchestrate that? We can help them with all of that.
Incredible how many little details must come up that you don't think about. You think, all we have to do is sell the house. Exactly. We'll sell this one. We'll buy another one. We'll just downsize.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes I've had individuals be very surprised. Well, we don't want to take this, this, and this. And I say, well, okay, well, let's get somebody in here to appraise it and see if we can get you some money for those things, because they have nobody to take them. And they're unbelievably surprised because they ended up with money in their pocket from things that they thought they were just going to have to get rid of.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's why you deal with an expert. So, Brent, hopefully that helps you out. If you have a question, Joan Ball is with us from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. You can visit Joan's website, joanball.com. You can call Joan at 519-672-9880. That's 519-672-9880. Or you can email Joan, joanball@royallepage.ca. That's joanball@royallepage.ca. Another question that has come in from Ruth Ann. Ruth Ann says, we had three agents in to give us an evaluation on our house. We're wondering, in talking afterward, how they know what our house is actually worth.
And that's a great question, because it's interesting, because based on the level of education and information and experience in some cases that a specific real estate agent will have, it may be off a bit. But that's a really good question to ask the agent and say, how did you arrive at this price? You know, because if it's just sort of, I don't know, I think it's probably this, but it really will be based on what comparable properties have sold for in that immediate area and within a specific time frame, not, 5 years ago, because that's not going to be relevant. Now, if I have a really unique house, sometimes experience does have to play into that, because I know that this is a favored layout design. This is a favored property. This is a desirable, design feature or architect. Maybe the architect is known. So sometimes you have to play into the science of it in the math, sort of looking at the sales, looking at all the sales, looking at what the general area does. Days on market is really important. How many days on market? If the area sort of reflects a, 10 days on market average, my gosh, guess what? You might be able to ask a little bit more. Hmm. If the area reflects 180 days on market, that tells you that it's a little slower sell in that area. So you may have to be a little bit more aggressive with your price. So there's just so many different aspects that feed into it. But really, the meat and potatoes are, it's what the area will reflect for a property that's comparable to yours.
Joan Ball with us from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. You can visit joanball.com. That's joanball.com. Just have a quick question that's coming in by way of a caller asking, have you ever sold a furnished home? In other words, can you do that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely you can. What I would recommend is that you back the furniture out, because someone purchasing the property, say for example you have a fully finished 2,200 square foot two-story, the furniture alone would probably come up to a significant amount of money.
And we don't tend to realize how much our furniture is still worth, even though it's already been in the house.
Yeah. And yet it might be of some significant value, especially if it's around the university. I've done a lot of that where, students are moving out, but there's some good furniture there that the parents bought that property for their daughter or son while they were at university with a couple of buddies or girlfriends. And so there's a lot of stuff, beds and desks and that kind of thing, that are still there. But back the furniture out, because when you're purchasing a property, you're paying land transfer tax on the purchase price. Mm. So you want to put that almost in a separate if you can. And sometimes individuals have the capital to pay for that up front, the furniture. And sometimes they just want it put all into the same, but you're going to pay land transfer tax if you do.
Okay. Excellent advice. As always, Joan Ball with us from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. Visit Joan's website at joanball.com. You can email Joan, Joan Ball at royaldepage.ca, or her phone number, 519-672-9880. That's 519-672-9880. More to come in just a moment. If you have a question for Joan right now, she's here in studio with us, 519-643-1290. This is News Talk 1290 CJBK. Well, 1253, this is Ask the Experts. Joan Ball with us from Royal LePage Triland Realty. You can visit her website at joanball.com. You can also email Joan, joanball@royallepage.ca. Any question you might have, maybe you're looking at doing what Brent was talking about earlier, and that is downsizing. Well, sure, you can say, yeah, we're planning on downsizing in a couple of years. Well, you might want to start actually looking around right now. And Joan, you've said it can be 2 years very well spent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the longest I ever did a pre-planning was 4 years. And we started talking to them. And it worked out really well because some health issues came up along the way, which changed the whole format of what we ended up with.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And yet you can take that into account.
That's right.
If you are prepared.
That's right.
If not, all of a sudden, it just becomes a very difficult thing to deal with. So great idea to think about. Joan, we know that property you've told us about on Windermere now has a very happy new owner. What else can we be looking for in London?
Well, there's great opportunity for condo living in this city. You know, I think there's a lot. I do have a listing on South Street that I think is going to be a great investment. It's a century home, three bedroom, yellow brick, my favorite design and beautiful front porch. And it actually is right across from what will be those new developments. We're just down from the old South Street Hospital. There'll be some wonderful projects there. There are some things that, as far as documentation, I can provide for somebody. This is listed at 219.9. Great opportunity. I think that's going to be a sweet spot in London to be. So if somebody's thinking down the road, it might be a very, very good investment possibility.
Hey, and that's something we've got to keep our eye on. Not the way things might look right this second, but what's going to be happening in the future? Because, hey, how do you take advantage of great opportunities? Sometimes you have to grow into them a little
exactly,
bit.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, one more question, and it comes from Wendy. Wendy says, I just have a question about HST. Mm-hmm. In the sale of a property, when does HST kick in?
Okay, so people need to recognize that there is no HST on the sale of the property. There is HST on the services related to the sale of the property. So lawyer's fees, if you're doing a home inspection, that the home inspector will have HST on their services, commission, you know, that kind of thing. But not on the actual sale of that property.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's handy.
If you're purchasing, however, and you're purchasing something new over $400,000, there will be HST applicable.
Hmm. Okay. So
and some of the upgrades too.
Not on the actual sale.
No.
But on the services.
That's right.
Because well, that's kind of right. What HST covers.
That's right.
We live with it every day, and well, at least it's not on the sale. That's almost a bonus.
Yeah, I think some people try and calculate that in, and I've actually had people go, I can't afford the HST on this, and I'm going, no, there's no HST. Oh, yeah. And sometimes they feel like they've won a lottery just by realizing that.
Sure, you know, because if you budget it, think of where that money can go.
That's
now.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
It is like you've won a bit of a lottery. If you are looking at buying, selling, downsizing, upsizing, will upsizing ever become a term? I guess it is.
Oh, you? Sure. There's
you've got a child on the way.
Well, I call it the stepping stone approach. You know,
very
you
good.
Buy and then you improve it and then you sell it for more and then you buy. And it's a stepping stone approach. It gets you to where you want to be.
And that's just it. We only get to go around once. Mm-hmm. So if you can get to where it is you want to be, if you can find that absolute dream home and say, yeah, this is where we want to be, then you're doing okay. Mm-hmm. Joan Ball with us. You can visit Joan's website, joanball.com. You can reach her by email, joanball@royallepage.ca, or phone number, 519-672-9880. That's 519-672-9880. Joan, all the best. Thank you for all of the advice.
Thank you.
Joan Ball has been our guest. This has been Ask the Experts, and you're listening to News Talk 1290 CJBK.